Today on Gardening in a Minute, runoff and water pollution. When it rains, water flows down our streets, sidewalks, and driveways, and everything that's on the pavement, like grass clippings, fertilizer, and car oil, gets washed into the storm drains. What many people don't realize is that our storm drains do not lead into the nearest water treatment facility, like our home's water pipes do. Instead, most storm drains empty directly into the closest body of water. This means the pond, creek, or lake near your house. The water is not filtered or cleansed first. You can help by using fertilizers and pesticides correctly and responsibly. Pick up after your pets, too. Clean up oil spills and leaks with kitty litter instead of water. Find out where you can drop off hazardous chemicals like old paint and batteries in your community. Be part of the solution by helping to protect our surface water bodies. For more information about runoff and water pollution, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Florida Yards and Neighborhoods, Principle Number 2, Water Efficiently. By choosing and operating a watering system correctly, you can reduce water bills, insect and disease problems, and maintenance requirements. Many homeowners overwater. Overwatering does more than deplete the water supply. It also makes plants prone to pests and adds to stormwater runoff, which pollutes our water system. Don't let the calendar tell you when to irrigate. Look to your plants for telltale signs of water need. Water your lawn only when at least half of it shows wilt. For landscape beds, consider using micro-irrigation systems to put water only where you need it. To reduce water needs in your lawn and landscape, choose drought-tolerant, Florida-friendly plants. For more information about watering efficiently, contact your local extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Air Potato Roundup. Air potato is an invasive plant that can take over large areas very quickly by climbing trees and choking vegetation. To control infestations, air potato plants must be cut and sprayed with herbicide in the spring or summer. All of the bulbils that the plant has dropped must be removed from the ground to prevent the plant from spreading. The best time to do this is in January or February, when air potatoes are still dormant. Once potato plants and their parts are removed from your landscape, they should be disposed of carefully to prevent further spread. Herbicides must be applied according to instructions on the label. If you haven't had previous training in the application of pesticides, you may want to hire a professional. For more information on air potato and other invasive plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Environmental Horticulture Department with WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cyclamen. The cyclamen is a beautiful perennial that thrives in cool weather. It is frequently purchased from nurseries and florists to use as an accent plant in the house or as a gift plant. Cyclamen grow from a tuber and can get as large as 10 inches. The leaves are dark green to silvery and rounded or heart-shaped. The plant has recurving, twisting flowers in red, pinks, and white. Cyclamen grow best in a bright location without direct sunlight. Water your plant when the soil surface begins to dry. Remove yellowing and faded flowers. Cyclamen will go dormant during the warmest months of the year and may decline some in the heat. But when it begins to cool off again, your cyclamen will come back to life, rewarding your patience with lovely blooms. For more information about cyclamen, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, the Junior Master Gardener Program. Kids can learn a lot about both themselves and the natural world from gardening. And the Junior Master Gardener Program aims to grow good kids by igniting a passion for learning, success, and service through a unique gardening education. Junior Master Gardeners are kids who meet in groups to learn about gardening from an adult leader. These groups can be organized through schools, homeschool groups, and after-school programs. The curriculum can also be used by other groups such as Scouts, 4-H clubs, and YMCA or summer programs. Groups have 5 or more members. The Junior Master Gardener curriculum is full of fun activities that can be adapted for the needs and interests of different groups, so start or join your group today. For more information about the Junior Master Gardener program, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.